Hey guys, Sharon McLaughlin here. I am thrilled that you're listening to the Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. This podcast is actually a spinoff of a Facebook group that I started called Female Physician Entrepreneurs. I was burned out as a plastic surgeon, and I really had no place to go. Over time, I created a Facebook group. We grew the group. We're over 7,000 strong right now, and we're all about networking and collaborating. So if you find yourself interested in learning more about business, join our Facebook group. Each week, we try to do a podcast where we make connections, we learn about each other. Most importantly, we're here to support each other. So let's listen along for this week's podcast. Hey guys, today we have Dr. Kavita Patel coming on. Dr. Kavita Patel, she's internal medicine. She's also involved in venture capitalists. So I approached her, I messaged her, and she was kind enough to come on and talk to us about venture capitalists. So tell us how you got into this. Tell us about your background and, you know, how you go from internal medicine to this. Yeah. I know that, you know, we spoke briefly, but you have quite a substantial history. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, sure. Sharon, thanks for having me on. I'll be pretty brief. The older you get, the longer the intro. I'm an internal medicine physician. I practice in the DC area in a federally qualified health center. I started my career at UCLA and I did my public health degree in a research track there, publishing NIH grants, working on quality of healthcare. Some of my work there kind of got me positioned to take a job with Senator Edward Kennedy, the senator from Massachusetts, John Kennedy's brother, who then at the time led one of the Senate committees, and I was a staff director for that committee. Then when he died of brain cancer, I went to go work for Barack Obama in the White House on the Affordable Care Act, and spent my career basically working on payment reform, quality of healthcare. Then after leaving the White House, resumed a clinical career and also a policy career. And through a very bizarre set of relationships, was able to become a venture partner at New Enterprise Associates, a $3.2 billion fund in venture capital with about half of that investment in technology and half in healthcare. And I sit as a venture partner, which means I'm part-time, I'm not full-time. We have full-time physicians that invest every day, but I serve on our boards I sit on boards, I manage a couple of active investments, and I give advice on companies that kind of come into like the delivery space. So we see a lot of pitches, and this week I'll see about 7 pitches and kind of help with companies that we're in a very serious stage of investing in.
So tell us, what type of companies do you invest in?
Yeah, we generally like to invest. We love to go into spaces that are kind of undiscovered. So we're not really, we like to try to create a trend in the sense that we see a need that doesn't have a lot of space occupied. So far, the companies we've been in, which now are very, I would say, a little bit more popular, direct primary care, radiology services, chronic kidney disease care management services, and cancer diagnostics. But we like to invest in companies that are a little bit more mature, not necessarily at a kind of seed level. We like to come in when there's a more formal kind of Excel spreadsheet and getting a group of investors called a Series A or a Series B or a Series C investment. And then we like to get in early and kind of have enough of an investment to have at least, you know, anywhere from 5 to 20% of a company, a board seat at a minimum, and then also see those companies through potentially a public acquisition or some sort of merger. And the name of our game is to return investments to our limited partners, most of whom are states, pension funds, universities, places where our ability to create successful investments means they can have their retirees get guaranteed pension benefits. So it kind of goes back to my mission that I started my career in.
So when you're looking at a company and you're investing in them, do you help them along? Do you give them tips? All their meetings? Like what happens there?
Yeah, we do all the above. Anything from building out an executive team. Sometimes that involves hard decisions where I've had to be part of firing a CEO, but also really helping the company grow. If it's a company that needs to have doors opened, so a company that's trying to enter into a new market geographically and wants to do a partnership with a health system, usually we're all kind of one degree from knowing somebody who knows somebody, so trying to kind of facilitate some of that. But a lot more of our job on kind of the investor side is really managing very closely kind of the strategic day-to-day. Like, we don't manage the staff, but we kind of manage like what the CEO and the C-suite are thinking about and how we can help that company grow to that like level of success. And we're also very clear that as investors, we need a return on this investment. So on average, we can have 7 to 10 years where we work with a company. That's a long time, but the goal is to grow it as much as possible.
All right. So looking back, would you have done anything differently along this path?
Yeah, I think the only thing I would do differently, kind of interestingly, is kind of acknowledge much more upfront earlier in my career how much of a boys' club this is. Less than 2% of investors are female, and at the senior level, even lower. And less than one, the statistic might have changed in the last couple of years, but less than 1.2% of percent of investments in venture capital are led by women kind of developed businesses. And I think what I would have done much earlier in life, even though I would not have said I would become an investor, is get myself into kind of very uncomfortable social networks that I would traditionally have avoided because I'm not part of like a certain club, but try to get a preview into what life looks like, because so much of life is less about your merit, sadly, and much more about social networks and the power of social networks. And it's important to just be honest about that.
So somebody was interested, where would they learn? What are some resources you can recommend?
Yeah, happy to have people directly email me for tips if I can be helpful. Kpatel, K-P-A-T-E-L at NEA.com. But a very, very easy thing to do is to try to connect on Facebook. Sharon, you host one of the most healthy Facebook groups I've ever seen to kind of connect with people, but then to also consider angel investors. There's usually some community of angel investors in your community. Get involved. Sometimes it involves no investment. Sometimes it involves kind of, you know, $1,000. As physicians, we're lucky. $1,000 might be something we can part with, but sometimes you might write a bigger check and you can see deals. If you want to become a successful investor or entrepreneur, you need to understand and see deal flow. You need to see how people, what they decide, why they decide to invest and what they decide to do with these companies. And then you also need to see why some companies don't get funded. People are not always right. And I think that it's also often to watch the deals that got away from you, because some of those can become the blockbuster deals.
As far as the public companies, do you recommend meetings at all? Like what could you offer there? Any resources?
Public. The great thing about publicly traded companies, anything on the NASDAQ or New York Stock Exchange, of which there are many healthcare companies, WebMD, Oak Street Health, One Medical, you can listen to their earnings calls. They have quarterly earnings calls. They're totally public. You can listen to recordings or watch or read the transcript, because we all have day jobs. And you can listen and learn a lot about how these companies are growing, how Wall Street asks them questions. Analysts from the big banks, JP Morgan, et cetera, ask them questions. They have to answer them. And it teaches you a lot about kind of thinking through it. There's also some great there's some great beginner books, term sheets, and some other ones that you can just read in all our spare time, but important to understand the industry.
All right. Going forward, what would you like to see for yourself?
Yeah, I'd love to see a way to cultivate and foster more women in investing, more women entrepreneurs, let me be clear. Physician women who are investors, physician women entrepreneurs, but also to see how we can support each other and just create, you know, there's an unspoken kind of playbook that happens, and how can we kind of teach each other how to survive that? Get more women on boards. I'm often the only woman inside of a boardroom. So, you know, get more women on boards, get them in leadership, and be honest about feedback. I spend time when I get a woman, it's rare, but when I get a woman CEO presenting to us for a pitch, I will spend more time with her to go through what was good, what worked, what didn't.
Thank you so much for the work that you're doing. And thank you for that feedback, because I think it helps. I think as women, we are quieter. We don't stand up as much, right? Like we seem to be more timid and not as much self-confidence.
Right.
So thanks for that.
You get labeled if you're too aggressive. And so I can help kind of, you know, I'm not saying I do it perfectly, but I've seen enough. It's like surgery, Sharon, what you do, you know, there's a volume correlation to it. The more you see, the better you get at understanding and identifying the problem and the solution as well.
All right. Thank you. So do you do coaching?
I don't formally coach, but just to give informal advice or help be a connector, happy to do that for people through email.
All right. Thank you so much for being on here today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Sharon.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you like us, please give us a nice review and tell your family and friends about us. We'll see you on another episode.